ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. In Colorado, a jury has convicted Dennis James Craig in the murder of his wife, Angela, in 2023.
We, the jury, unanimously and beyond a reasonable doubt, find the defendant, James Craig, guilty of murder in the first degree.
Craig was found guilty of poisoning his wife's protein drinks with cyanide and an ingredient found in eye drops. The defense claimed Craig's cheating led to his wife's being suicidal and argued James assisted in her suicide. In Nebraska, a father and his two daughters were killed in a large explosion at Horizon Biofuels in Fremont. That's about 40 miles outside Omaha. The plant makes fuel pellets and animal bedding. The cause of the explosion remains under investigation. The mayor says the daughters were waiting for their dad to go to a doctor's appointment. The Federal Reserve Board today keeping interest rates unchanged. Fed Chair Jerome Powell says the overall economy remains strong, even as the board watches to see how tariffs will impact inflation. This is ABC News. Hours after a major earthquake off the coast of Russia triggered tsunami alerts, all warnings have now expired for the U.S. West Coast and Alaska and Hawaii.
With the threat of the tsunami now over, Los Angeles County announcing its beaches are open again. Restrooms, parking lots, and access ways are open. But while the beaches are open, there are worries strong, dangerous currents will remain an issue from the tsunami waves for a while produced by the earthquake off the coast of Russia. In some areas, people are being told they should stay out of the water.
ABC's Alex Stone. Former Vice President Kamala Harris announcing that she will not run for governor of California in the 2026 race. Harris, who also served as California's Attorney General and then U.S. Senator, says her role right now in bringing change is not an elected office, but the statement does leave open the possibility of her running in 2028 for president again. I'm Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Fuller's Milker Center, LLC, Lancaster and Richland Center is your GIA dealer. See Fuller's for quality route service, milk time checks, and inflation maintenance. Visit fullersmilkercenter.com.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
WRCO's news this evening is sponsored by Pine Valley Community Village. Make it your choice for senior living. For tonight, look for temperatures down to the mid-50s, northeast winds of 10, decreasing clouds. Thursday, mostly sunny, highs in the mid to upper 70s, northeast winds 10 to 15. Right now, it is 66 degrees.
Looking for a good career choice? Then check out these reasons for making Pine Valley Community Village your choice for a new job. Starting with reason number 5, reputation. Pine Valley is a 5-star facility. It has served Richland County residents for over 140 years with exceptional care and now has a new facility to complement its great care. Reputation. One more reason to make working at Pine Valley your choice for a new career. Log on pinevalleycommunity.org and click on careers.
Good evening. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulotz. One person was killed in a two-vehicle crash. Late Monday afternoon at approximately 4:45, the Sauk County Dispatch Center was notified of a two-vehicle crash at the intersection of Schutte Road and Highway 33 in the town of Laval. Passersby reported an SUV had struck a dump truck and both vehicles were on fire. Responding deputies arrived and learned the driver of the SUV, Jake Strompe, 42 of Laval, was still in the vehicle. The Laval Fire Department arrived and extinguished the fire. Jake Strompe, the lone occupant of the SUV, was pronounced dead at the scene. The operator of the dump truck was transported to the Reedsburg Area Medical Center for treatment. State lawmakers hope Governor Tony Evers signs a bill to assist gig workers. The measure aims to provide access to portable benefits like health insurance, retirement savings, and income replacement for people working in the app-based delivery and transportation industries, but who don't work enough hours to get them. Republican Senator Julian Bradley of New Berlin joined gig workers at the Capitol Tuesday to promote the measure. Bradley said Wisconsin can achieve meaningful reform if the bill becomes law. Democratic Representative Sylvia Ortiz-Velez of Milwaukee said it would be a tragedy if people dropped out of the gig economy because they can't obtain benefits. The portable benefits bill passed the concluded legislative session with bipartisan support. Evers' office did not respond to a request on whether he'll sign it into law. Attorney General Josh Call joined a coalition in filing a lawsuit challenging the U.S. Department of Agriculture's demand that states turn over personal and sensitive information about millions of Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program recipients. SNAP, known as Food Share in Wisconsin, is a federally funded, state-administered program providing billions of dollars in food assistance to tens of millions of low-income families across the country. SNAP applicants provide their private information on the understanding, backed by longstanding state and federal laws, that their information will not be used for unrelated purposes. USDA has suggested that it could withhold administrative funding for the program if states fail to comply, causing states to choose between protecting their residents' privacy and providing critical nutrition assistance to those in need. In a lawsuit filed Monday, AG Call and the coalition argue that these demands violate multiple federal privacy laws, fail to meet the public comment requirements for this type of action, exceed USDA statutory authority, and violate the spending clause. The coalition asks that the court declare the Trump administration's demands unlawful and block the Trump administration from conditioning receipt of SNAP funding on states' compliance with these demands. An investigation by IRS Criminal Investigations ended in charges against Tam Phan, 40, of Middleton, to tax evasion in connection to her nail salon business, Happy Nails and Spa in Middleton. Phan has been the operator and sole proprietor of Happy Nails and Spa since 2010. The government's investigation revealed that a large percentage of Happy Nails customers paid for their services with cash between 2021 and 2023. However, Phan's tax returns for that time period only reported the credit card sales. During the plea hearing, Phan admitted that she intentionally failed to report the cash sales from Happy Nails and Spa on her 2022 federal tax return. U.S. District Judge William M. Conley scheduled Phan's sentencing for October 28th. Tam Phan faces a maximum penalty of 5 years in prison. The Greater Richland Area Cancer Illuminations Radio Auction continues to do well thanks to the support of the community. Bo Hendricks has a wrap on today's event.
It's another busy day as we reach the halfway point of the week. We started the day off on our first segment with the Richland Center Parks and Recreation Family Pool Pass. That would go for $130 to bidder 170. Christie's Sunnyside gift certificate sold for $40 to bidder 305. Edward Jones, the Richland Locker, had their gift card go for $90 to bidder 780. The Alice Chalmers bike and hat sold for $300 to bidder 735. Also, the 1 pound of chocolate fudge selling for $35 to bidder 690. The second segment, we started it off with the Bell Art Studio Jumping Bass, and that sold for $75 to bidder 235. The Team Crusader Specialty Pies, $140 to bidder 750. The David Crary Cutting Board sold for $70 to bidder 230. The Richland Family Restaurant Gift Certificate, that would go for $30 to bidder 280. The David Sharp Metal Art sold for $200 today to bidder 580. We began the 11 o'clock hour with Diane Nottigal's Raspberry Cheesecake going for $100 to bidder 445. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Bucks Swag, that went for $60 to bidder 430. The Troxel Farms Elusive Escape Rooms tickets, $75 to bidder 395. Oakwood Fruit Farms, 3 dozen donut gift certificates sold for $75 to bidder 810. And then the Pizza Ranch certificate for one buffet a month for a year, $150 to bidder 690. We also had an anonymous donation of $40 in that segment, which helped us reach our match that was set for Title Works and Wilkinson Auction. That was a $500 match. So with all of that combined, that segment was $1,000. Then we had our final segment. We had the Taliesin Preservation, 2 adult passes. That went for $130 to bidder 580. The $75 Car Valley Cheese gift card from David and Leanna Crary sold for $90 to bidder 660. Nate's Downtown gift certificate sold for $40 to bidder 600. The Polvey Farms 20 pounds of ground beef sold for $200 to bidder 110. And the Utter Brothers gift card sold for $50 to bidder 120. The two big items of the day, the Willamette 7-piece patio dining set from Ace Hardware sold for $600 to bidder 235. And then from WRCO, the 4 club level seats to the Milwaukee Brewer game, that sold for $355 to bidder 450. So all in all today, with everything added up, we had a total of $3,575. That adds on to the other 2 days, and right now, after 3 days, we're at $11,550, all going to Grace.
The Walk with Grace radio auction continues tomorrow. The first items up for auction between 10 and 10:30 are a Team Crusader specialty pie, a $20 gift card from the Richland Family Restaurant, a $50 gift card to Christie's Sunnyside from Royal Cleaning, a $20 Utter Brothers gift card, and a gift certificate for 3 dozen donuts from Oakwood Fruit Farm. From 10:30 to 11, it's a Bell Art Studio Forever Together 11 1/4 by 6 by 1 natural oil finish wall hanging that was hand scroll sawed from a piece of oak. A Diane Nautical strawberry rhubarb cheesecake, 2 regular season Milwaukee Brewers club level tickets for any Monday through Thursday game, except Cubs games, from the Milwaukee Brewers. A $25 Christie's Sunnyside gift certificate and a Foggy North black coffee mug with Foggy Bottom logo, handmade mug rug with coffee cup design, and $15 gift certificate to Foggy North. The third segment from 11 to 11:30 will feature a Kareem Abdul-Jabbar Finals MVP bobblehead, playoff towel, 50th anniversary t-shirt, bucket hat, undivided shirt, Doc Rivers hat, and trunk organizer from Pratt Funeral and Cremation. A $100 Vitesnik Power Sport gift certificate, Foggy Bottom Woodworks, 20 by 20 by 24 side table made of black locust wood, a City Utilities Water Department 1957 fire hydrant that has been cleaned up, given a fresh coat of paint, and mounted on a patio block, and a pound of Jolie Newkirk's chocolate fudge. The final segment on Thursday from 11:30 to noon includes a Rusty Wallace 124 scale stock car in box, 50th anniversary NASCAR Miller Lite Elvis Presley limited edition 1998 Ford Taurus by Action from You Are Enough. A Bloody Mary basket, can koozies, t-shirt, hat, $25 gift certificate, drink chips and bag of chips from the Copper Lounge, a Beaver Tail Stealth 1200 flat bottom boat from Walsh's Ace Hardware, a $50 gift card for Chet's Feed and Seed from Edward Jones, and 4 club level seats to the Milwaukee Brewers game Monday, August 25th against the Diamondbacks from WRCO. The two big items on Thursday, which will be available to bid on for the full 2 hours, are a Twin Pines certificate, good towards a 2-night minimum stay at the Twin Pines Vacation Rental. Twin Pines has room for 8 guests in this 3-bedroom, 3-bath, newly renovated home in the Driftless area, and 16 yards of gravel donated by Wandless. Keep listening. You never know if something new may be added. You can still register to bid. Call WRCO at 608-647-2111. Then just tune in to 100.9 or WRCO.com to get into a bidding war, all for good cause.
Summer means cookouts, vacations, and backyard ball games. But in the middle of all the fun, don't forget to call Meyer Oil and LP for your summer propane fill. Now's the time to take advantage of lower seasonal prices. If you're thinking about switching fuel providers, give Meyer Oil and LP a call. They offer reliable service, flexible delivery, and competitive pricing you can count on. Proudly serving the area at 608-524-3914. Fuel your summer the smart way.
Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Irene R. Joyce, 89, of Richland Center, died Friday at home following a 5-year battle with congestive heart failure. A funeral mass will be held Thursday at noon at St. Mary of the Assumption Catholic Church in Richland Center, with burial in the church cemetery. Friends may call at the church Thursday from 10 until the time of service at noon, with a rosary to be prayed at 9:30. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to St. Mary's Catholic Church, the Parish Council of Catholic Women at St. Mary's, Walk with Grace, or charity of your choice. The Stafford Funeral Home in Richland Center is assisting the family with arrangements. For Irene R. Joyce, 89, of Richland Center. Raymond E. Snorick, 78, of Ryle, formerly of Richland Center, died July 20th at Mariner Hospital in Madison. A funeral mass will be held Friday at 11 at St. Mary's Catholic Church in Partyville. Burial will be at St. Joseph's Catholic Cemetery in Ryle. Friends may call at the church Friday from 9 until the time of service at 11. Grass Funeral Service in Ryle is serving the family of Raymond E. Snorick, 78, of Ryle, formerly of Richland Center. Gail F. Spangler, 68, of Madison and formerly of Richland Center, died July 22nd at home following an illness. Funeral services will be held Saturday at 11 at the Stafford Funeral Home in Richland Center, with a final salute to be held prior to the funeral by the Richland Center Local Veterans Military Memorial Honors Unit. Burial will be in the Pleasant Ridge Cemetery, Bloom Township, where military graveside rites will be conducted by the Local Veterans Military Memorial Honors Unit. Friends may call at the Stafford Funeral Home Saturday from 9 until the time of service at 11. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to American Legion Post 13. Gail F. Spangler, 68, of Madison and formerly of Richland Center. Terry Ann Hardy, 55, of Richland Center, died July 24th at home. Graveside services will be held Saturday at 11 at the Richland Center Cemetery. A luncheon will follow at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home. Terry Ann Hardy, 55, of Richland Center. Lawrence Edward Larry Kramer, 61, of Blue River, formerly of Richland Center in Muscadet, died July 3rd at home. A celebration of life will be held Saturday from 2 until 6 at Riverside Park in Muscadet. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements. For Lawrence Edward Larry Kramer, 61, of Blue River, formerly of Richland Center and Muscadet. Frank J. Gunlock, 80, of Wisconsin Dells and formerly of Plain, died Sunday at our house in Wisconsin Dells. Funeral services will be held Tuesday at 11 at the Richardson Stafford Funeral Home in Spring Green, with burial in St. John's Catholic Cemetery. Friends may call at the Richardson Stafford Funeral Home Tuesday from 10 until the time of service at 11. Frank J. Gunlock, 80, of Wisconsin Dells and formerly of Plain.
Amplify Health by Gunderson Baskerville is proud to welcome family medicine physician Elizabeth White to our growing primary care team. With a special focus on pediatrics and women's health, Dr. White believes in meeting patients where they're at and matching medical plans with individual values and goals. Schedule your appointment with Dr. White in Baskerville or Muscadet online through MyChart or call 375-4144.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good day. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather update. Well, so far, rain totals across the region overnight into this morning range from a couple tenths of an inch around Richland County to as much as 6 or 7 tenths of an inch as you get down into Grant and southern Crawford counties for some of the heaviest. More showers on the way yet this afternoon. They'll be more prominent in the east and south part of our listening area. Then the system should finally move away by tonight. We'll see partial clearing and plenty of sun on the way tomorrow right into the weekend as Canadian high pressure moves in. Now, we're also seeing an area of smoke move in from those wildfires in Canada. With that, an air quality alert has been posted up through noon tomorrow for the entire area. So if you have a respiratory issue like asthma, please avoid any strenuous exercise outside. We do anticipate the temperatures to be holding a few degrees below normal through the weekend, maybe maybe some moderation next week, getting back to normal, and a little more humid by Monday and Tuesday as well. Here's your forecast for the rest of today. Generally gloomy and hazy with showers, tapering down later. High temperature about 73, east-northeast wind up to 10. Tonight, chance of light showers early in the evening, then decreasing clouds later. Low temperature 56. Tomorrow should be mostly sunny, breezy with low humidity. High near 77. Northeast wind 10 to 15. Heading into Friday, mostly sunny and pleasant. Low at 52 with a high of 78. Saturday is shaping up just fine as well with lots of sun. Low 52, high up to 79. Sunday should be another comfortable day with partly cloudy skies. Low in the mid-50s with a high near 80. There is a slight chance of showers late Sunday night. Monday, a better chance of scattered showers. Nothing too heavy, though. Low 59, high 78. Tuesday, maybe a shower early, then partly sunny. I'm meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
There's only one day that's better to start an IRA than today, and that's yesterday. The Richland County Bank encourages you to start an IRA today before today is yesterday. Many financial experts estimate that you may need up to 85% of your pre-retirement income in retirement. The Richland County Bank offers a variety of traditional and Roth IRAs, allowing you to save money for retirement in a tax-advantaged way. A visit to the Richland County Bank is a perfect way to start paying yourself first with an IRA, or call 608-647-6306. It's never too early to plan for your retirement, and the earlier you make your contribution, the more you will earn at Richland County Bank, downtown Richland Center, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Richland County Bank, we want to be your bank for life.
It is a mostly cloudy 66 degrees. Our high today, 71, while our morning low, 68. Or actually, our morning low was 68, but we've gone down even more since. Yesterday, we had a high of 87, and we also saw a tenth of an inch of rain. The record high on this day, 101, set back in 1916, a record low of 44 set in 1965. Last year on this day, our high was 87, our low 64. Sunset today, 8:26, sunrise tomorrow at 5:50. We received 71 hundredths of an inch of rain today, but in addition to what we had received, we're at 82 hundredths of an inch. The barometer is at 30.16, holding steady, and northeast winds are at 5. Again, it is 66 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
WRCO's Evening Sports is sponsored by Schwartz Insurance, providing the most complete insurance protection at the most competitive rates. The Brewers were in action today in round three against the Cubs in Milwaukee, but the Brewers, unfortunately, unable to sweep the Cubs as they come away with the loss. The Cubs winning 10-3 over the Brew Crew. Packer head coach Matt LaFleur has told one of his players to dial it back a little bit during training camp. ESPN reports that Nate Hobbs has found out that you can hit too hard in football. Some of Hobbs' hits have been excessive, and LaFleur doesn't want his offensive players getting hurt. He played four seasons with the Raiders before signing a four-year, $48 million contract with Green Bay. Defensive coordinator Jeff Hafley says his new defensive back is competitive, tough, and physical. Redshirt sophomore Tyler Jancy is being moved from defense to offense. Jancy has been mostly a special teams player. 24/7 Sports reports that he has been working at linebacker before Badger coaches decided to switch him to fullback. The move could mean more playing time. Jancy will be back up and helping fullback Jackson Acker, another player who made a position switch. Acker has been a tight end before he was moved. One of Marquette's top recruits will redshirt a season for the Golden Eagles. 6'11" forward Sheik Pearson was ranked number 65 as a recruit out of John Burroughs High School in St. Louis. Coaches say Pearson needs to use the year to build strength. He has a wingspan of 7'1". His top skill is blocking shots, but Pearson is said to have good hands and touch.
Someone once said, bank robbery is more of a sure thing than farming. While this sounds humorous, it may be true. Many things in life are a gamble, but farming is truly a big gamble. Schwartz Insurance would like to be sure to take this opportunity to salute our hardworking farmers and say thank you. Schwartz Insurance and Wilson Mutual want everyone to be sure that your insurance protection is not a gamble. Please call our local staff at 647-8891 for a review of your insurance protection.
Mets slugger Juan Soto wasn't in New York's lineup for a series finale against the Padres after fouling a ball off the top of his left foot a night earlier. Manager Carlos Mendoza says Soto is better, but still sore, getting treatment. They'll see where he's at. The manager also added that Soto will get in batting cages to see if he could pinch hit. Jeff McNeil is in the lineup in right field as the National League East leading Mets tried to avoid being swept. The team announced Soto had bruised a foot and that x-rays were negative. And Austin Slater is headed to the New York Yankees, giving them another right-handed bat that can plug into a part-time role down the stretch. The active Yankees have acquired the veteran outfielder from the Chicago White Sox in exchange for minor league pitching prospect Gage Zeal. New York had a pressing need to bolster its outfield depth with star slugger Aaron Judge sidelined by flexor strain in his right elbow. The 32-year-old Slater hit .236 with 5 home runs and 11 RBIs in 51 games with the White Sox this season. The Yankees will be his fifth team in just over a year. For WRCO Sports, I'm Bo Henricks.
Too many choices can be overwhelming. At WCCU Credit Union, we keep it simple. We have two options for personal checking. Both have no minimum balance or monthly service fees. The only difference? Our awards checking earns dividends. With direct deposit, 15 monthly debit card transactions, and e-statements, you'll earn 3% APY on balances up to $20,000. Best of all, with either a Freedom or an awards account, WCCU delivers straightforward checking without the gimmicks. For more details, contact any of our offices or open your account online today at wccu.coop. Rate based on annual percentage yield and is subject to change monthly. WCCU is federally insured by NCUA.
Come visit the Akey School Museum Sundays, June through September, from 1 to 4 in the afternoon. See the history and all of the one-room school relics that are available for you. It's located midway between Twin Bluffs and Highway 60. Come visit us this summer.
This farm news and market update from Brownfield on WRCO Radio is sponsored in part by Tim Slack Auction and Realty, LLC, offering professional auction service and real estate, household hay, firewood, produce, and farm machinery. Visit TimSlackAuctionRealty.com for more information on upcoming sales.
Hello, this is Chase Hestetoo with Tipsack Auction Realty. Reminder, next hay sale will be July 30th. If you need hay or bedding in between, call 608-642-2802. We have multiple auctions up right now, 175 acres online-only auction, tools, firearms, vehicles, and more. And we have two on-site auctions located in Cassville and Platteville, Wisconsin. Check our website out for more info. We also have realtors looking to sell your real estate. Go to www.timsackauctionrealty.com or call 608-723-4020. This is Chase Hestetoo. Have a great day.
Soybeans were lower Wednesday. Cattle finished higher. Corn and hogs closed mixed. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield market update. You are made for farming, and so is Stein. At Stein Seed Company, they have decades of research dedicated to developing seed that allows you to farm the way you want to farm. Stein has yield. Soybeans ended the session lower on fund and technical selling, along with losses in products. The trade is watching development conditions, which generally look favorable in much of the region, boosting ideas of a big crop this year. There was no major public progress out of this round of tariff talks with China. August beans were down 14 at 967 and three quarters. September was 13 and three quarters lower at 975 and three quarters. August soybean meal is down $1 at $2.6070. August soybean oil is $104 lower at $56.50. Corn was mostly modestly higher. It looks oversold, even with that prospect of a very large crop hanging over the market. Demand's solid, but there could be more export competition from Argentina and Brazil in the very near future. September was up 2.5 at 391.75. December was 1.25 higher at 412.25. And wheat closed mixed. Wheat mostly hung around the recent lows, watching the winter wheat harvest and spring wheat development weather. Some private estimates for Russia's new crop wheat exports are rising. September Chicago was 6 lower at 523.75. September Kansas City was up 3.5 at 522. September Minneapolis was down 0.25 at 577.25. Live and feeder cattle were sharply higher, waiting for direct business to get underway. Megan Grebner has more on that in a moment. August live was up 335 at 233.07. October was 327 higher, 229.72. August feeders are up 275 at 338.95. And hogs were mostly higher on spread trade and steady to sharply higher cash during the session. August was down 22 at 107.02. October lean was up 47 at 89.20. Megan Grebner has that full look at the cash livestock markets after this.
Jan is a single mom with two growing kids. She's working two jobs to make ends meet and gets home just in time to tuck them in for bed.
Mommy, I'm hungry.
In every community, people are working, yet over 47 million people face hunger. You can help. The National Association of Farm Broadcasting invites you to help people facing hunger, including one out of every five children. Your donation stays in your community. Go to nafbhunger.com and help end hunger.
This August, Rural Mutual Insurance is proud to sponsor the event tent at Wisconsin Farm Technology Days, August 5th through the 7th at Clinton Farms in Bear Creek. For nearly a century, Rural Mutual has protected Wisconsin farms and supported rural communities with local insurance agents in every county. Join us at the Rural Mutual Event Center for live music, vendor booths, barbecue demos with Mad Dog and Merrill, and a performance from the Peterson Farm Brothers. We're proud to protect what matters most, your farm, your family, your future. Learn more at ruralmutual.com.
Another pretty quiet day for direct cattle business. The lone bid to a surface was at $235 live. That was in Kansas. Asking prices were at $235 plus live in the South. Significant trade volume isn't expected to take place until late in the week. Box B closed sharply lower with light demand for heavy offerings. Choice down 220 at $361.99. Select was $1.57 lower at $340.91. Estimated cattle slaughter was 112,000 head, down 2,000 on the week and down more than 8,000 on the year. Cash hogs closed higher with a huge negotiated run. Barrows and gilts at the National Daily Direct up $1.20 with a weighted average of 113.34. The Iowa Minnesota was 222 higher with a weighted average of 114.17. And the Western Corn Belt up $1.90 with a weighted average of 114.14. Pork values were firm, up 15 cents at $116. And estimated hog slaughter was 478,000 head. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
Save time and money by getting everything you need in one place. Harkey Lumber, proudly serving this area since 1969. Located on Highway 33 between Laval and Reedsburg, Harkey Lumber likely has exactly what you're looking for. They offer one of Wisconsin's largest inventories of steel roofing and siding, plus a full line of materials for homes and pole buildings. Need prefab wall panels? They build them custom and even offer crane truck delivery and setup to make your project easier. Call Harkey Lumber today at 985-7207.
I'm Mark Dorenkamp with Brownfield Ag News Headlines. U.S. Grains Council Vice President Kerry Sifferath tells Brownfield the U.S. is on track to set a new corn export record.
There's a lot of pieces you have to look. You know, there might be 25 different countries that are making up what would have been China back in 2020-21 marketing year when they were the big buyer the last time we set a new record.
USDA's export forecast for this marketing year is 2.75 billion bushels of corn. More news next on Brownfield.
Food insecurity is a growing problem in America. Over 47 million people. More people face hunger today than during the COVID pandemic. One of every five children in America is food insecure. And hunger isn't just an urban issue. Almost 90% of the most food insecure counties are rural. The National Association of Farm Broadcasting invites you to lend a hand and help end hunger. Go to nafbhunger.com.
Helping your inner circle prepare for emergencies can start in many ways. Put together an emergency kit with Waipoua. Create a family communication plan with your tita. Remind Bai to keep a backup battery charged. It all starts with a simple step, telling those you care about to be ready for the worst. So start a conversation and plan for emergencies together. Get more tips at ready.gov/start. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Ag economist Brian Bastien with Advanced Trading says favorable Corn Belt weather continues to weigh on commodity prices.
It has been a weather market, and we're looking at one of the wettest Julys in recent memory. Some are saying that the June-July could be one of the record wettest, and that has really hammered the markets here. Corn making new contract lows this week. Beans under some pressure.
A corn disease is spreading across the Midwest at an alarming rate. Iowa State University plant pathologist Darren Mueller says southern rust has been reported from the deep south all the way up to Minnesota.
You know, honestly, in my 20-some years here in Iowa, I've never seen it this early. Usually it comes in August or maybe September even.
And the U.S. Energy Information Administration says ethanol production averaged 1,096,000 barrels per day, up 18,000 on the week, but down 13,000 on the year. For more on these stories and other news, go to brownfieldagnews.com. I'm Mark Dorenkamp with Brownfield Ag News Headlines.
Ag groups are calling on Congress to fully fund conservation technical assistance. I'm Erin Anderson, and this is Managing for Profit on Brownfield. With all of the uncertainty surrounding the ag economy and additional funding for USDA programs, farmers need certainty that they will have the assistance they need to implement conservation practices in the future. We'll find out more from the National Wildlife Federation right after this on Brownfield.
Jan is a single mom with two growing kids. She's working two jobs to make ends meet and gets home just in time to tuck them in for bed.
Mommy, I'm hungry.
In every community, people are working, yet over 47 million people face hunger. You can help. The National Association of Farm Broadcasting invites you to help people facing hunger, including one out of every five children. Your donation stays in your community. Go to nafbhunger.com and help end hunger.
You're invited to Clinton Farms in Bear Creek for this year's Wisconsin Farm Technology Days. We are celebrating generations of progress. This year's event features the chance to explore cutting-edge equipment and innovative technology, taking a glimpse into the next generation of agriculture. There are also scheduled dairy tours, field demonstrations, hundreds of industry booths, and great family entertainment of all kinds. Mark your calendars August 5th through the 7th and bring the whole family to this year's event. For more information, visit wifarmtechdays.org.
Policy manager for the National Wildlife Federation says proposed budget cuts in the 2026 appropriations package could impact how farmers adopt conservation practices in the future. Ben Knuth says conservation technical assistance helps farmers improve soil health and water quality.
This is really to get the boots on the ground to do the work, to go out and help farmers and ranchers who are interested in implementing conservation on their lands, to do conservation plans, to figure out how they may implement things like cover crops or no-till options, riparian buffers, wildlife habitat. There's a suite of conservation practices that NRCS offers, and it is the conservation technical assistance funding that allows USDA to get out into the community to properly staff local FSA and NRCS offices. We ask them, you know, who do you go to for information? Like, who do you trust the most? And their answer was local conservation districts. Their answer was USDA FSA offices, NRCS offices, and agriculture extension. And that's exactly what CTA Conservation Technical Assistance funds.
He tells Brownfield more than 50 ag groups recently sent a letter to the Senate Appropriations Committee calling on Congress to fully fund the program.
At the end of June, the House Appropriations Committee passed a slight cut to conservation technical assistance. We are asking for Congress to continue the same level of funding as they did in 2025, about $776 million, which would be a continuation of last year's funding numbers. To make sure that we're getting the boots on the ground to do the conservation work that farmers, ranchers, and private landowners keep telling us that they want. Inflation is continuing to rise, and unfortunately that impacts farmers and ranchers and the services that they need to access at USDA. So we want to make sure folks are getting at a minimum what they're expecting to get, but ideally more.
Knuth says long-term efforts supporting conservation programs will help protect the viability of the U.S. ag industry. I'm Erin Anderson, and this is Managing for Profit on Brownfield.
Well, it is currently just about 20 minutes away from the 6 o'clock hour. Bo Hendricks here with you for a little while longer. Tomorrow, in the Cross Plains area, a Red Cross blood drive is being held. That'll be from 1 to 6 at St. Francis Xavier Catholic Church. You can make an appointment by calling 1-800-RED-CROSS, or you can go online to redcrossblood.org. Also, Friday, we welcome in the month of August. So during the month of August, the Okoochvan Humane Society will be participating in Clear the Shelters, an event hosted by NBC to help get shelter pets into loving homes.
Close, like that little strap to your shoulder. Close, like you've been since you slid over. Close, like that sun is the going down. That's what I wanna be now. Close, you know. Maybe we can fly, find some heaven tonight. Take it to a place we've never been. Maybe we can chance it, first kiss landed. Diving off the edge, baby, going all in. Come close. We can show come close. Yeah. Close. Ain't even close to midnight. Close. Don't even close your eyes. Close. Like your lips should be to mine. Ain't nothing quite like.
To my home, sweet home. I can smell my those crickets calling me. I need a little time, need a little space, need a little garlic out of this place. I wanna get back where I can breathe, where I feel free. Yeah, take me back. I've been away too long. Take me back to my home, sweet home.
LA. Your summer might be winding down, but there's still plenty of warm weather on the way. And at Macy's, it's the perfect time to shop late summer deals like cotton dresses from Karl Lagerfeld and more that you can wear now and layer up later for $150 and under. Plus, new Levi's are here, like trending cinch waist jeans for 30% off. So come into Macy's and walk out with late summer deals too good to miss. Ending Sunday at Macy's. Savings off already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
The House on the Rock attraction is celebrating 65 years of creating unforgettable experiences. Known for its fun environment and unique atmosphere, it offers a wide variety of seasonal positions, with many jobs extending well into the fall. Plus, they're now hiring for an operations manager role. There's something for everyone. For more details, call 608-935-3639, extension 1201, or visit thehouseontherock.com.
Welcome to Foggy Bottom Woodworks, your one-stop shop for turning dreams into reality. They offer top-notch custom cabinetry, millwork, countertops, and more. For over 20 years, the skilled designers and craftsmen have been delivering exceptional quality using locally sourced materials and pre-finishing all components right in their shop. With in-house production, don't settle for ordinary when you can have extraordinary. Explore true custom craftsmanship at Foggy Bottom Woodworks. Visit them at 555 East Warehouse Street in Muscadet or call 608-73
For over two decades, Jewel Associates engineers in Spring Green have proudly served our community. They extend their gratitude to all their clients, whether their projects are big or small. The dedicated professionals and technical staff are the backbone of Jewel Associates' success. Jewel Associates engineers salute the River Valley Blackhawks for their outstanding achievements on and off the field. Jewel Associates engineers, proud to be a part of your success, and go Blackhawks!
Oakwood Fruit Farm is gearing up for the 2025 apple harvest, and they're looking for motivated, reliable team members to join them. They're currently hiring apple packers for the upcoming season, Monday through Friday work schedule. If you've got a strong work ethic and a positive attitude, they want to hear from you. Apply in person at 31128 Apple Ridge Road, Richland Center, Monday through Thursday, 9 to 4. You can also apply online at oakwoodfruitfarm.com or give them a call. Oakwood Fruit Farm is an equal opportunity employer.
Open Season Hunting Outlet LLC Richland Center has what you want to enjoy hunting and target practicing in the great outdoors. From 17 caliber varmint guns to shotguns, deer rifles, trail cameras, and archery, Open Season Hunting Outlet. Open from 11 to 5 Monday through Friday and Saturday 8:30 until 2 at 182 North Main Street, Richland Center. Or call 649-0030. Competitive prices on guns, ammo, and other outdoor needs. Stop at Open Season Hunting Outlet or visit OpenSeasonOutlet.com.
Just a few minutes away from 6 o'clock. Don't forget this week, you can enjoy a night of euchre, and that will be on Friday night at 7:30 in Mick Memorial Park Community Building in Hub City to have a little fun there. Right now, though, we'll hear from Megan Maroney. Am I okay?
Check my pulse and my heart's still beating. Exhale, I think I'm still breathing. Both feet on the ground, but something's changed. I've been playing less Black Keys, baby, and my friends swear I've gone crazy. I don't know how to act, I don't know what to say.
I'm really happy.
There's guys that can't communicate, that aren't looking for a heart to break. Always thought, hell no, no way. And then, oh my God, he walked in like a 6'2 dream, heaven sent. He says what he means, and he means what he says, and he's funny, and he's smart, and he's good.
Diamond Rio, oh me, oh my, sweet baby. The News at 6, sponsored by the Homesteaders Store, carrying tractors, chainsaws, snowblowers, and utility vehicles to simplify tough tasks. And by Johnson Tractor, your trusted partner for farm equipment service and support.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. In Gaza, UN officials say starvation in Gaza is becoming more dire. With each day, more than 36 were killed today while seeking aid in northern Gaza. Scott Paul is director of peace and security at Oxfam America. He says the U.S. has leverage and believes there is enough food in the region to feed people in Gaza for 2 months.
The Israeli authorities need to unlock this in every step of the way if they want to prevent this famine from being formally declared and this crisis from deepening to unfathomable levels.
U.S. officials confirmed Special Envoy Steve Witkoff travels